If you're looking for something to do this weekend, well, Amy Diaz, editor of The Hippo, is here to give us some ideas. She's here to talk about two things, disc dogs and skateboard slalom. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
So what is this? What is a disc dog, Amy?
Well, so the Granite State Disc Dogs are going to be doing a couple events this weekend. And this is a group. The sport is, well, you can't really say frisbee. Frisbee is a trademark term, but it's a flying disc. And the dogs do all sorts of different, you know, kinds of tricks where you throw it to them and they catch it. And sometimes you're going for distance, seeing how far out you can throw for them to catch. Sometimes it's the way that they catch it. And then sometimes there are even routines that go along with this, music and sort of little tricks that the dogs do.
Really? So where is this taking place?
Well, so they're going to be at the Concord Arts Market on Saturday. In downtown Concord, you can meet some of the members, see the dogs. But then on Sunday, over behind Northeast Delta Dental in Concord, they're going to be at an event from 10 to 2, and they're going to be doing demonstrations there.
So this is there's local disc dogs. There's probably a national competition. Is there an international body of disc dog competitors?
You know, a lot of people will. Some people do this just for fun. You know, just as a way to get out and have fun with your dog. Some people really get into it, and they have a couple of champions that are in their club that have competed at bigger events. They have two competitions themselves, the Granite State Disc Dogs. They have two each year. And they even continue training during the winter to keep it up.
They do it indoors?
They do. They have a place. Last year, they used a barn in Northfield, and they're hoping to get a similar place this year. So, you know, you can continue to keep your dog active even through the winter.
Not to start any controversy here, but is there one breed that stands out as a disc dog?
Well, I was talking to one of the organizers, and she was telling me that some of the herding dogs, they sort of have a good instinct for this, border collies and dogs like that. A member also has pit bulls, and they're really, she called them phenomenal flying dogs. And then she's also seen Jack Russells do it. They've done really well. So it's really all about the individual dog, and different dogs will have the instinct to do different kinds of tricks.
Okay, from fun pet tricks to human tricks, there's a skateboarding competition going on this weekend.
Yes. You know, this is really interesting. It's a little bit like finding out that part of the Olympics is happening in your backyard. It's this weekend, starting today, Friday through Sunday. It's the Antrim Home and Harvest Festival. And a big part of this festival is the Can-Am Slalom Championship. And so this is downhill skateboard racing.
Slalom skateboarding. You think of that. You think of slalom, obviously, in a skiing context. How does this work?
And it's a little similar. So there are different kinds of competitions. There are ones where you have cones sort of really tightly placed and you kind of weave around the cones as you're going downhill. Some where the cones are sort of spaced farther apart, kind of like the skiing you see at the Olympics, where you ski through the gates and you try to get through different gates and you try not to knock them down. Very similar here. And so there are different kinds of races going on throughout the weekend. And they really sound, you know, at first I thought, cones in a straight line, how hard is it to do that? Really hard. There's a lot of things that go into it technically. You know, you really have to concentrate on weaving in and out and not slowing down, because speed is a factor too in these races. You don't want to hit the cones, you don't want to go out of where you're supposed to be, and you don't want to slow down.
So this is about speed and finesse. How is it different than trick boarding? I mean, there's no pipe and no rails. It's strictly slalom. It's going downhill.
Yes. And so those are shorter boards. These are longer boards, more comparable to snowboarding, was how one of the organizers described it to me. And so you're really, again, you're going more for speed than for the tricks that you would see.
And who's doing this?
There are people coming from all over. In the past, they've had people come from Europe, from Germany and Britain, from Canada, and, you know, a lot of people who have been into this for years, including some people who started in the 70s, you know, as skateboarders back when skateboarding originally became popular, as well as kids are taking part, too.
And we'll have much more information on both of these events at our arts and culture page at nhpr.org. Two events you didn't realize were going on in the Granite State this weekend. Thanks, Amy.
Have a great weekend.